Welcome back to the Jojatorium.
Well, remember too, whenever we found the German Scheisser porn.
Let's not lie to each other. You're in twerk classes over there. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
The fitness class.
Working on them TikTok videos you like so much.
Dead face.
I just got right in front of you.
Welcome back to Jojatorium. You know who it is. It's Adam. It's Matt. We're decaying with the boys. And as you're watching this, I'm down south right now eating tons of barbecue. In your fucking face.
You lucky boy.
And there's tons of beer. I'm at Revelry Brewing right now on the rooftop at the fire pit looking at the sunset in the industrial park of Charleston, South Carolina. And I'm also probably going to the distillery right now and I'm having whiskey. And I'm probably also meeting our friends from Sugar Coated Murder right fucking now.
I'm in the Jojatorium drinking all of our great listeners. So
yeah.
Fuck you, buddy. No,
I'll take that. So while I'm down in South Carolina, we decided to put together a couple things for you guys to listen to because we wouldn't want to leave you guys without something to check out while I'm on kind of vacation. I don't know. So for the first thing here, you guys are going to hear us go against the Meshers, and it's going to be the wish list of 2024 for AEW and WWE fans. And then we scour the internet because we were debating about cookies a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we found the worst people to be out with.
Out and about with. The worst people you can hang out with in public. Yeah.
And we see who the worst person is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, a spoiler alert. It's not Dan from Casting Views.
No, it's never Dan from Casting Views.
Oh, such a gentleman.
Isn't he, though? And by the time you listen to this, you can go back and check out Adam while he's featuring on Casting Views for Who's Coming to Dinner. And we are both going to be on with the Game Club pod right now.
Yeah. Find out how we think the Europeans, especially the English, salute their queen.
Yeah, you can find out right now. But without further ado, check out this fun, full, bonus, whatever episode. And then we're going to see you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week with a new episode.
Bye.
Cheers.
This is Leo Allen from Voluntary Input, and you're in the Jojatorium listening to Decaying with the Boys with Matt and Adam. Now let's get back to the show.
So, guys, while we're sipping on round two beers here, and it's a fantastic beer, it's extra thick, awesome. It's ex-chocolatey, and this going over job being is extra thick.
Prayers have been answered.
So, Bleacher Report posted the 10 things that WWE and AEW fans should be gifted in 2024. So what we're going to do is run down these 10 things real quick. And
Tony Khan drug bust.
Oh, yeah. I'm ruined. So we're going to run down real quick and see if you guys think it's realistic or if it's bullshit. That'd be it's jobbing. So we'll start with number one here. We're going to see the end of the Roman Reigns title run in 2024. What say you guys?
Who do you want to start with?
Let's just go around this way.
Okay. So I start?
You start. I got Cody Rhodes first.
Cody Rhodes is going to finish his story. This is going over. Okay. Cody Rhodes is winning the belt at WrestleMania.
Jason?
I would like for it to be going over. I have a feeling it's jobbing.
Why?
I don't know. Like every time you think he's going to lose or he probably should lose, he's had the title long enough, they just keep it on him even longer and just drag that out even further. Okay. Not that he's a great champion and a great wrestler, but I just think they're going to keep it rolling.
Zach?
I'm going to agree with Adam and say going over. Okay. I think, we've seen, so many times, different members of the Bloodline come in to help put, help Roman get the victory. I just think that sooner or later, they're going to let it just play out the way that the match seems to be going, and someone's going to take the title from him.
Absolutely. I think it's going over as well, but I think the pop for it's going to suck because you could have had this played out at least two other times beforehand, and it would have absolutely shut the entire arena down. Yeah. So now
can I make a bet on top of the going over?
Sure, of course.
I bet Cody Rhodes beats him at Mania, and we don't see him again until the next WrestleMania.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's going to take a long time off, and it's very well deserved.
You at least want to see him for the rest of 2024.
Yeah, I would say.
He might come back to Rumble.
So, guys, Adam Copeland, formerly known as Edge, and Christian Cage will reunite as a tag team in AEW, going over or jobbing.
Ugh, it's a rare, rare feat where I do two going overs in a row, but I think this is also going over.
Okay.
I think you got to strike while the iron's hot. You don't know how long Edge has. health and age wise, and you know what injuries could pop up at his age.
Yeah.
So I think they got to do it while they can.
Yep, I agree.
I think you're going to see it,
Jason.
I would like it to be jobbing because I don't want AEW to keep doing the same things that were done in WWE. Hardy Boys back together. Of course, they're going to bring Edge and Christian back together again because that's just what they do. Yeah.
What about you, Zach?
I remember Edge and Christian just being such an entertaining tag team whenever I was watching wrestling, you know, years and years ago. I have a feeling that this is going to be going over just because, like you said, they want to try to capitalize on some of that nostalgia like they have with other, you know, with the tag teams that they brought over from WWE. But, you know, I don't know if I hear the phrase, you know, for the benefit of those with flash photography once, you know, I might stop watching wrestling altogether.
That's true. I think it's going over as well. I think they're going to be a heel team. I think that it will rob Adam Copeland of a good singles run, though, but I think it's going over as well.
Yeah.
Number three here, LA Knight will win Money in the Bank.
I want it. Yeah. I really, really want it. I think it's jobbing. I don't think he's winning in 2024, yeah. But I also don't think he needs it. So that's why I'm going to say it's jobbing.
Great take, Jason.
I'm also going to say jobbing. They're going to let, you know, maybe somebody, you know, like last year was Damian Priest.
Yes.
Which I think going in, very few people thought Damian Priest was going to walk out of there with the Money in the Bank suitcase. So I think this year, again, that plays out. The person you most expect will not win, so I'm going with jobbing.
If it's Austin Theory, I'm going to stop watching.
Riot.
What about you, Zach?
I think it'll be going over just because I think they want it to. I think the WWE wants, you know, there to be that little bit of excitement in the crowd every time LA Knight comes on screen. Every time he's out there, they want to know, is this the time that he's going to be able to cash it in? So I think it is going over.
I think that it's also going to go over for the very same reason. His push got stunted a little bit there, and I think this is going to put him back up there. Only certain people can really start to use the Money in the Bank suitcase the right way. I think Damian Priest has fallen flat, and I think that someone like LA Knight, who's good on the microphone, good in the ring, is going to be able to bring some more prominence back to that. It's almost like a title in itself. It's kind of cool. It's like the new King of the Ring, which I love
Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I do too. It's so much fun. Especially because you get like those surprise returns too, which are fun. Look at you, Trish Stratus.
It is second to the Royal Rumble for me. Like Royal Rumble and then Money in the Bank is the second most exciting.
Which I never thought I would say, but it's incredible. How about Will Ospreay will headline All in 2024 at Wembley Stadium?
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But who's he headline with? You just going to run him and Danielson back?
Do you think that you could run him and maybe in a returning Omega?
I don't know if he'll be returning.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
If you can come back from diverticulitis.
They'll figure something out. I'll say that's going over.
Okay.
I mean, he's the hometown dude. Like,
he's beating up Jungle Boy.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah.
Use real glass.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going over. I don't know who he's going to go against, but it makes sense that he would be involved.
Yeah. Jason? Yeah.
I hate that we're all mostly going over on everything, but I'm probably going over on this as well. I mean, they're advertising. You all right?
Yeah, there's no reason not to do him versus MJF if MJF stole the champion.
Oh, yeah, that would be a banger. Right? Yeah.
There you go. They're also advertising the crap out of All In already, and it's August.
Am I all right? I'm drinking this sugar plum stout. I am fucking phenomenal.
All right. But, I mean, they're promoting it so much. Once, you know, whatever ticket sales they have left, once they announce Ospreay is the main event, they're gone. They'll sell it out.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going over.
Very true.
Zach?
I'm not as big of an AEW fan. There you go. All right, thank you. I also am not a New Japan wrestling fan, so I'm not really familiar with Ospreay from what I gathered from Jason.
As you said, Ospreay.
Huh?
Huh?
Is it
Ospreay?
Ospreay, my apologies, sir.
So, Will, friend of the podcast, you can kick the shit out of him.
Who is this Strikeland guy?
Oh, that was actually my next question going to be, but I'll say jobbing just for the simple fact that you know, since I had heard of Swerve Strickland before, and I think that he'll be involved in the main event at all.
And right. You're not wrong about that.
That's a good point.
That is a very good point. I'm going to go with this is also jobbing. I think they're going to build Will Ospreay to the Wembley show for 2025. I think that he has a lot of things that he can accomplish in 2024 that doesn't require him to headline so quickly in AEW. I'm sure that's part of the deal that he got, like a lot of money and that opportunity and probably a title run at some point. But you got to build that character. You know, he's got to come in. He's got to get something going.
That is true. For anybody on the fringe of wrestling, they're not going to know who that is.
Right, exactly.
Think of that.
Like this guy right here.
Zach,
if anybody knows how to build characters, it's Tony Khan.
Yeah, Tony Khan does a great job with story writing and building
characters. Oh, yeah. Perfect.
He hasn't dropped the ball with Wardlow 4 times.
Speaking of fucking up characters, how about Bianca Belair versus Jade Cargill? Will that happen in 2024?
I think that is jobbing. I think that'll happen in 2025.
Okay. Jason?
I'll agree with that. There'll be some build up to that for sure. They can WWE, you know, for everything they don't do right, they do a very good job with storylines. Yes, I did say do, but yeah, it's jobbing. Do.
All right, Poopoo Platter, what is up with you?
I will say that I'll say it's going over just because, you know, since we're at the beginning of the year, they have a full year to be able to build to something like that. Maybe like around Survivor Series or so, we might see something.
I do like that, yeah.
So
I would say it's going over if you allow Jade Cargill to have a program like a Tiffany Stratton down in NXT. Let her go with a premier talent at the Performance Center. Yeah. And if she can do well with Tiffany Stratton and not need like another secondary gap to fill in for Bianca Belair, she could. She could come out like Survivor Series, like come out like how CM Punk came out at the end and just, you know, run Bianca Belair over or something like that. It'd be great. Or she could debut at Royal Rumble. That'd be great in 2025. That'd be a great way to do it.
Oh, in 2020. Yeah, I think that's where you'll see her.
Yeah.
I think she'll be in NXT 2024, and then you'll see her Rumble 2025 and then break into that match. God, that'll be a great.
Like, it'd be fantastic.
If Jay Cargill's top game super trained against Bianca Belair, that would be
an amazing match. Two extremely,
it's literally the meat slapping meat of
women. Yeah. Yeah,
it's fucking now, great.
Now, Becky Lynch has gone down to NXT and competed down there. Would it be possible for Bianca Belair to step down that way?
You could have that in 2024. Yeah. That's true. Yeah,
that could be something. But speaking of women jumping around, here we have Mercedes Moné. Will she be featured well on either WWE or AEW in 2024?
I think it's jobbing. I think she's going to New Japan at this point.
I think so, too.
There's been no buzz that I've heard other than she's sticking around Japan. Yeah. So I think she's sticking with New Japan.
Jason?
I'm sticking with jobbing as well. I wasn't – not for the same reason for the New Japan, but just because the name doesn't just carry that cachet anymore that it once did. I think too much time has passed.
I like what you did there. Cachet, Moné. I like that.
Thank you.
Do you mean to do that?
No. I'm a poet and didn't know it.
You should have just fucking took credit, bro. This is how we podcast. You guys just start being like, yeah, bro, I did that shit.
He knows he can rhyme, but not this time.
Boom. Zach, your take.
I'll tell you who that name has cachet with. That's my my old roommate from law school, Will Hanick. So shout out to you, my buddy. So
friend of the podcast, Will Hanick.
Yeah. Well, if he's not so far, he will be now. So I will say this is... just to be contrarian, I'll say it's going over. I think that the AEW, you know, might be able to benefit from bringing somebody with a little bit of recognition. I know the roster is already full of 85 million people, so we could there's room for one more. Yeah. So
I would say I think it's going to go over for AEW because they have the secondary contracts with indie promotions like MLW, New Japan Pro Wrestling, TNA, the new rebranded, and. There's a rumor on the street that NWA is trying to kind of throw their hat in that ring too to bring some of their talent to the AEW screen, which there are some phenomenal wrestlers in NWA.
Yeah, they need some help.
They need help. They do, and that's the thing. Like MJF just put out an article and he talked about how AEW is a platform for wrestlers who need TV time.
I just found out one of my favorite wrestlers is in NWA, by the way.
Who's that?
Rodney Mack is that.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
You never
the Mack Militant.
Yeah, man. So let's kind of cruise through the rest of these here so we can go into a break and hear from some of our friends. So Chad Gable will unseat Gunther for the IC title. Adam,
I'll be real quick about it. Jobbing, yep. And you'll see Chad Gable in AEW this year.
Nice.
Jobbing.
Yep.
100% jobbing.
I think it's jobbing too. Yeah. His time with WWE is coming to a close very rapidly.
Thank you. Bye.
So speaking of people jumping ship and returning, Jamie Hayter will return to the women's title scene in AEW once she comes back from her injury going over jobbing.
Please, please, please going over. Save that fucking division.
They need it. Jason.
Probably jobbing.
You think?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
I not a big AEW fan. I think I've seen some pictures that have been shared of Jamie Hayter, but other than that, so I will say going over based on the pictures that I have seen.
Yes. Zach wins the podcast. So I do believe that it is also going over. I think she's on the other side of her injury. So Adam, going over dropping CM Punk will become a Heyman guy again.
Going over, I hope so.
Yeah.
That's all I can. It's a great storyline.
It really is. Jason?
I'll go over with that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, so, absolutely going over. Yeah.
Have you seen pictures of CM Punk too?
That's why he got so excited. He's like, ask me.
I mean, the funny thing is CM Punk doesn't need a mic. Guy,
no.
But I
think it's still. Could you imagine the both of them
just
now?
For a couple months?
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
It'd be a fun thing. And last but not least here, Swerve Strickland will be AEW World Champion in 2024.
Three in a row going over.
Really?
You better do it.
You're so optimistic.
If they're going to take it off of MJF, it better be for Swerve.
Yeah,
I mean, or take it off him for Joe. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But it better end up on Swerve by the end of the year.
I would also like to see it on Swerve because it's Uncle Tony we're talking about. I don't know if I can. But yeah, I want to see Prince Nana dance as much as humanly possible. It's the favorite part of my viewing time. But I'll go jobbing just because I don't think it'll happen this year.
Okay.
Right. I'll agree with Jason. I'll go jobbing for the timeline.
I think it's going over, but he's going to have to get through Keith Lee first. I think they're going to try to reignite that feud after some of the promos you saw cut by Keith Lee, tearing down a house brick by brick. Keith Lee will get demolished. Swerve Strickland will be a bigger heel, anti-hero, and then he's going to just go on to win the title. It might be 2024 or maybe early 2025. You know, you have Revolution in March, so that could be a good March 2025 thing. So while we, I don't even know what to say right now.
You got big Swerve fans.
Huge Swerve fans. So while we swerve, while we drive, we do have to swerve into a break.
This is Josh Scar from Talking Smack. You're in the Jojatorium with Adam and Matt on Decaying with the Boys.
So I mean, before we get into the cookies and something we might cut out later, but I want, when you sent me the cookies thing, I went on the Barstool X page and I found this thing is the biggest signs that someone sucks.
I like that. I like that.
So, and there's a couple, I was reading them on here and I'm like, we've made fun of a lot of these people. So, I mean, there's a lot of them here, but if we just did like some of them and figured out who was like the worst person out of all this, it'd be pretty
sure.
Funny.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, there are 15 seeds here. I don't want to do all of them because some of them are kind of stupid. So, but I'll pair them together and we can kind of like figure out who wins each battle.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
So, how about people who overshare versus people who wear white sunglasses? So, like the people who wear like the Oakley, but it's all white frames and it has like the reflective.
Or people who overshare.
Yeah. So, like, but like oversharing though, like what do you. Oversharing is like
telling you personal stuff about their life that you don't need
never
to
ask
and
for.
Didn't want to know. Yeah. I mean, did it happen yesterday? Okay, you need consoled.
You got to go to therapy.
Did it happen 8 years ago? Then you're just.
Yeah. Go to therapy.
I mean, I don't want to be heartless. I don't want to be heartless about it, but yeah, get some help.
But I think there's a different way to approach it. Like, this is what happened. It's like, oh man, I'm here to, if you're feeling a certain kind of way.
But I mean, that's kind of a serious oversharing. There's also people that will just like talk about their bathroom habits.
That's true.
Like, I mean, me and you know each other really well, so we just think it's funny.
It's fine.
But I've had strangers do it. And I don't want to know.
Dude, I've been in meetings before where it's like,
hey, real quick. I've had a lot of coffee today.
Right.
And my stomach is rumbling. And I think I need to go take a shit.
If we don't take a break in the next 5 minutes, I'm going to take a squeeze right here in my chair. Just like, get up and go, dude.
We're adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However,
you want to raise your hand and ask for permission?
However, I pose to you that the people who wear white sunglasses are instantly going to say something completely offensive.
Dude, have you ever met somebody in white framed eyeglasses?
They're the worst people on the planet. They have an opinion about baked goods that I never wanted to hear.
They have opinions on everything I don't care about.
Oh my God.
And it's a very aggressive gatekeeping opinion on it.
It really is. Yeah, it's almost like no matter what you say, it's 100% wrong.
Yeah. This is tougher than you think, and they do have these ones seated at 2 and 14 respectively.
Yeah.
Cuz white sunglasses just do denote a at best major douche of a person.
Yeah, I'll say this right now. I don't know the person's going to overshare it, but I can see those white sunglasses from a mile away or the white framed glasses, and I do not want to enter.
So you're taking white sunglasses?
I'm taking white sunglasses.
I'm going to go the other way, only because the oversharing person is wasting more of my time than the guy in the white sunglasses. Like, the ones white sunglasses, I feel like I can go away, but the oversharer is going to, like, pull
they
you
want
in,
you to react.
And they're going to make me feel rude if I walk away. So I'm going to just stay there.
Yeah.
And that's a huge waste of my day.
Because if you don't agree with them, they're like, you're the
it's
problem.
It's like what
now.
We do in the shadows. It's the energy vampire. You know what I mean? It is the energy vampire.
No, now that you say it that way, energy vampires are definitely way worse. But yeah, I'll go with people who overshare.
They definitely have a favorite car manufacturer. Probably a pickup truck, you know. But I drive Chevy. Fords are for dumb fucks.
Ford, it's fixed and repaired daily. That's what it stands for.
Dude, I bought my car because they had a sale.
Someone was like, hey, man, what do you want? Gas mileage? Like, dude, what's the MSRP? Is it under $25,000? Because that's where the budget is. Like, so, Adam, how about being weird about the check at dinner versus talking in a baby voice?
Oh, man, both are bad, but talking in a baby voice, superior.
That's
really bad.
There's something
like
not right.
I will be rude and walk away.
I just don't.
From a baby voice. Being weird about the check, fine. Maybe you're in a, it depends. If it's somebody I know well and they're weird about it every time, I guess I just get used to it on the flip side. And if it's a one-off thing, like, okay, maybe you've never been here before and it's more than you thought. You have a work situation where you're not getting paid what you thought. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not in the your finances are your finances. I'm going to be a little more sensitive to that. The baby talk thing is your choice, and it's bad.
Here's what I'll say is the
especially
why
if you like shorten stuff. Like, yeah, wubby bubby. Like I do it with my dog, and I annoy myself.
Would you like a drinky winky? Yes, yeah. I have an alcohol problem.
But if you're talking to me like that, go ahead. If you're talking to one of your kids like that. Go ahead. I understand. Because like I said, I talk to my dog that way sometimes.
Can I pitch something to you?
Yeah. But if you ever ask me if I want a drinky winky, I'm going to hit you in your face.
Hey, Adam, what did you brew today? What drinky winky did you put in the keggy weggies
today? Or if
today?
I come in and I'm pissed and you're going to be like, oh, what's your problem? What's your probs?
Okay, listen. We've never had a fist fight before. But I'm pretty sure if you're in a bad mood, I'm like, what's the problem?
I'm just going to swing at you. It probably won't end well for me, but I'm going to start swinging first.
And I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah.
100%. That's why I'm going to go with talking in a baby voice.
Talking in a baby voice for sure.
Being weird about a check. I mean, I think we've all kind of done that once before.
I've definitely tried to not let it show publicly, but I've definitely over-ordered or didn't realize what the cost of something was. I was like, ooh, fuck.
Dude, there's one time.
But I keep it inside my head. Like, it happens to everybody. But I'm not going to be like, this isn't mine.
I got the soup. But that's what happened, though. Like, I remember there was one time, and not that it's going to change my opinion on it, but I was out with a group of people that I won't say who they belong to because it'll out them immediately.
The Pittsburgh Penguins.
Fuckers. And
Matt's very popular.
Surprise, Sidney Crosby is a dick. but no, it was like I was out at a place called Industry over in Lawrenceville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great place to go.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Great cocktails.
However, their appetizers, super overpriced. And when I show up at 10 p.m. for a happy hour, started at 5 p.m. and you're making me pay part of the appetizer bill.
Well, that's
daddy's getting a little weirded out.
That's
you want, I've had two beers and you want $50 from me. I don't know about that. I didn't even have a cheese stick.
But, like, how'd that work? They just wrapped you all on one check even though you came late?
No, the person who was, like, leading the cause was like, oh, yeah, it's a check for all of us. And when it came to us, I was like, so what are you doing with this? And he was like, oh, well, we'll just divide. Each person takes a percent. So it was like five people for whatever check. And he's like, everyone takes 10% of
the check.
That's
a weird problem, too, because if they got there that early, by the time you're getting there 8, 9, 10 p.m.,
yeah,
they should be at the bar already.
They should already
you should be able to
out.
Go up there. Yeah, they should have been cashed out from right. food. You should have been able to just go to the bar and hit cash for your couple of beers.
They were trying to hit me for 50
no, you're
bucks
in the right.
Mozzie sticks.
There are times to be upset about the check, and that is one of them.
Yeah, I don't want to pay that
but
shit.
But if you're doing the mental math at the table being like, oh, Shirley over there got one more margarita than I did, I ain't paying for that. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, if you've all been there for 4 hours, just split it. Take it easy on the server. You know, that's kind of my thing is like, if it's easier for the server...
That's
if
my, fine.
If
yeah.
my split of the check's $4 more, okay.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't care, right?
It's like convenience fee.
At least I'm not going to say, let me see the checky wecky. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fucky wucky out of here. Yeah.
Fucky wucky. Get the fucky wucky out of here. That's our new tag on the podcast.
So, Adam, how about talking about how much money they make versus people who get off on correcting others? I can already tell you right now, people who make money, I'm almost kind of okay with them talking about it because I might learn something. They might say something but as soon as you decide that everything that I'm saying needs to be corrected, I want to suplex you hard. I don't want any part of you around
me. You mean
me.
Intensely?
Yes. Like you don't. Just did that. Yeah, exactly. Good, fuck right? off, dude. It instantly gets me mad. It's like, I understand, like, man.
You mean you want to slam them?
I want to slam you, Annie.
With great impact?
Dude.
I want to slam you, Annie.
It's the...
God damn it.
I can't.
That might be my worst one.
We're going to keep
gonna
using
see.
This.
Oh,
so,
man, baby talk sucks.
But all I'm saying is, if you're correcting me all the time about what I say...
What are you drinky winky, Annie?
Yeah. Oh, dude, what is this, fucking Teletubbies? Tanky winky, motherfucker. But no, if you're
you can eat my shitty witties.
What's that vacuum do, though?
But yeah, I don't know. Well, so, like, I guess my problem is not really with people that talk about... If it's really just, like, about what they make, if they're coming up with that out of nowhere, they're just a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there would be a discussion and, like, knowing what people make, fine. If you want to tell me, fine. I
yeah.
care. I get weirded out by people that are, like, I hate it worse when somebody knows what somebody makes and, like, resents them for it. That's more annoying to me than the person just talking about what they make. Because, fine, you make what you make, whatever. So, yeah, I've got to lean with you. The correcting. The overcorrecting is annoying. It's like, you know what I meant.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I meant.
It's like...
Here, overcorrect this. Fuck you.
Yeah. Fuck you, fuck you. So... But I think the other part of it too is like if you've made your money in a certain way that I'm not familiar with, I find it interesting. If you're like, oh, dude, I did day trading on these stocks from like Singapore or something, like, I want
to
know about
that. To a point. I don't want to hear about it for an hour, but if you want to give me the 5-minute rundown on
that's
it,
pretty
sure.
cool. Give 10 me an elevator rundown, pitch.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, that's fine. So last but not least here,
I do see where it could be annoying, but nowhere near is the overcorrecting.
Correcting, yeah. So how about people who only talk about themselves, and then there's people who are complaining about their significant others?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Talk about a tie ball game.
I already say, man. That is...
Because the annoying...
One and the same.
Because it pretty much is one and the same, because it's people that only talk about one thing, which is annoying overall. And that's coming from a home brewer. Who only talks about beer.
Well, the thing about it is like...
When you're always talking about yourself, that's more of a mental disorder. Like, that's something...
But when you're projecting on your partner at all times, dude, just give up then. If they're so fucking bad, just be done. You know, be an adult. We're all adults. be a fucking adult. Also, too, I want to let you know that if I came to this happy hour, I drug myself away from the things I like to be around all of you. So if you bring your partner, who probably isn't here, and you're telling me about how much you don't like them, guess what? I don't fucking like you.
It's so much worse when it's a partner you've never met before. Yeah.
It's like, do you hear about Denise? No, I didn't. I've never met Denise.
Because almost eventually, if I've never met Denise, I'm going to end up resenting you for talking about her so much.
Guess what? I like Denise.
Yeah, I'm on her side now. Yeah.
I like Denise. I think you're an asshole. You're an asshole asshole, and I don't want you around me.
Yeah, dude, I'm with you on that one. You sold me on that sales pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, easily. Talking about yourself's annoying, but again,
I can ignore you.
Yeah, it's kind of an energy vampire thing, or I can try to change the subject a little easier.
But if you're constantly shitting on your
partner.
But,
like, times... without naming names. Yeah. There's always been times, and you same way. We've been with our significant others for a long time.
Yeah.
There are times where you come out of a group setting with people, and you get in the car, and you do the post game on the drive home. And I think more often than not, it's the... That person would not shut the fuck up about her husband or wife.
Yeah.
Over that person would not shut the fuck up about themselves.
Yep.
I think the significant other one always,
it always
takes
wins.
Precedence. Both are bad.
Yeah.
But I do think for some reason, whatever reason, probably because there is a solution.
Yeah. But
it's that. If it's that bad, because that's the thing. I don't think it's as bad as you're saying, or you would leave. Because that is a solution.
One's an insecurity issue, which I'll definitely help you with. If you're like, you're talking about yourself a lot, I feel like you want to...
I can eat more hot dogs.
I know you can. But like, if you're talking about yourself a lot, I'm like, okay, well, you want to stand tall. Like, I get that. I've had low times in my life where I'm like, I want people to think I'm this big, strong man. So I'll say some dumb shit about myself that you're like, oh, did you know this about me? Like, who fucking cares? But... I mean, I feel good about myself for a second there, so I'll play with you for that one. But as soon as you're like, yeah, do you hear about my fucking wife? She doesn't do bleh. And I'm like, well, you know who else doesn't do that shit? Everybody's fucking wife. You know who's not a porn star? None of our fucking wives. You know what I mean? Like, no one's their b-hole. It's not fucking happening. So if you're like so pissed about it, why don't you just stop being married then? I just don't get it.
I mean, even to the point though, where it's like, she never does the dishes or like
something.
Then you know what? Then that's your job.
Yeah. Guess what you do now? The fucking dishes. You do the dishy wishies.
You faked it sucked doing the laundry, so now she's doing that. So now you're doing the dishes.
You mowed the grass at 50 miles an hour to make her not want you to do it again. But guess what you're doing now? Inside work. So, Adam, I'm saying that
guess what, you also don't eat a maniac,
so who the fuck's gonna do that to
even
you?
Playing field, we'll probably have to cut this whole thing.
Nope. I'm leaving it in there, because if you can't even the playing field, why the fuck do you think you deserve that?
You don't How amazing are you? Then you just go back to the other one where you're bragging about yourself.
That's what I'm saying.
So just stop,
dude. You know how much
just stop.
I eat pulls so good.
If you're not in an abusive relationship, then fucking just be an adult.
Yeah.
Talk. Or leave the person. If you're that unhappy, go.
Yes, I'm saying. Why aren't you just
Or let them know about it. Yeah, there's a bunch of people that... Well, there's a lot of times where I've talked to people and I'm like, well, would you let them know about that? Well, no, I don't know how to bring it up. Well, guess what's not getting fixed?
Then what the fuck are you talking to me about?
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk to Denise.
Yeah. Also, too, Denise, if I went to her and like, hey, just so you know, you're not... He told me at a happy hour at industry.
He wasn't drunk. It was only his second margarita.
Single shots.
I was on my first smoked bourbon.
Yeah.
He was on his
I was just margarita. Trying to figure out where he was going with this thing. And I ended up knowing more about you than I wanted to.
Yeah.
However, I think you should toss out more.
I don't even know how that works.
I don't even know. Hungry bums. So, Adam, we have four different things here that are the biggest signs someone sucks.
It's probably not happening for him because he wears white sunglasses.
That's exactly it. He wears white sunglasses. He talks like a baby. He constantly gets off on correcting others, and he only complains about his significant other. Out of all these people, I think the worst one is definitely people who talk in a baby voice. I can't get past it because I keep fucking throwing it out there, and it is. I say it, I cringe, and then I watch your face, and it looks like you got into a car accident.
I'm with you 100%, and we've talked about people we know that talk like that,
yeah,
and that it just annoys us.
Yeah.
We've talked about that. We've done post-game on drinks we've had with people that do that, and I'm just like, I can't hang out with that person.
So I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm with you on that. Out of everything that moved on, that wins.
That's the winner.
That wins the fatal four-way of shit.
Yeah. But can I pit that winner against the one from the other side that I wanted to talk about?
Sure.
Being shitty to service workers.
Ooh.
Talking in a baby voice versus being shitty to service workers.
Here's the problem with that. So being...
They go hand in hand?
Talking in...
Can you get me something?
I mean, that is big shitty.
Can you put ice in my water, motherfucker?
The problem is, if you talk in a baby voice, you're... inconveniencing me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
If you're being shitty to the service person that's waiting on our table, you're inconveniencing everybody that's at true. The table by being shitty to that person that we don't want to be shitty at. You're ruining it for everybody, including the server who's here doing their fucking job. And you suck. And that's pretty bad. And that makes everybody uncomfortable. And that makes, I think you're going to per capita have more people hate you by doing that. Especially if you do that everywhere.
Yeah.
I've known people that do that. Even when they're on their best behavior, by the end of the fucking meal,
God damn it,
fucking ruin it somehow.
Yeah.
So I got to go with that, man. Being shitty to service people, especially like, and it's always somebody that's never, I can't say always, because I've had people that actually been in the service industry that are still shitty to
I can't believe they do but, like, that.
Me and you, I know both worked in it. Yeah. Everybody I've ever, almost everybody I've ever dated or hung out with has been in a job where you're waiting on the, public.
It's a
at some point in your life.
It's a captive fucking audience, dude. Like, they have to come to your table. So if you're going to be a dick to them, that's not fair because they can't get away from you. Right. They have to come back to you.
Oh, it's always my thing. And nowadays, like, you know, I'm sure the corporate rhetoric is like, oh, apologize if something takes 2 minutes too long. I don't give a shit. Thank you for bringing it to me. I still had this IC light sitting here anyway. So. Fine, I'll just order a third one. You just actually upped your tip by being late with my food. It's fine.
I'll be honest with you. If I'm in a rush coming to a fucking Applebee's, I'm an asshole.
You should not be in a rush.
Yeah.
Like, if you get held up in a McDonald's drive-thru line, fine. That sucks. You know what? That sucks, but that also happens. But if you're pissed off because you had an hour to eat at a fucking Chili's and they're taking an hour 10,
you're getting your riblets no matter what. Right. Shut up.
Shut up and don't go to a sit-down restaurant. Go fast casual, you piece of shit.
Go get your Chipotle, wear your Uggs, shut the fuck up, Karen. So, I think
Nathan's hot dog stand, they're pretty quick.
The hot dogs, again. It's like, I feel like...
Weeks on end now.
You have a real bad problem. I don't know how to say it.
It's over. February's a new me.
Okay.
Should I just carry this through the new year?
I think I only...
Maybe nitrates are good.
I only identify you as a person who eats nitrates, so, yeah.
I am what I am.
Yeah.
That's all that I am.
All right, Popeye. So, I am's what I am's.
That's all that I am. So I am the war axe. I speak for the trees.
You know, well, I heard something about him. So, but yeah, I mean, I think that would be it. It's the worst person to go out with. I mean,
yeah, probably the service persons, but yeah, to be out and about with.
Well, hey,
that might be it.
Next week.
Let's do it. Yep. Who knows what we're doing? But catch us on all of our socials. Do we need to run down the socials?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. So,
I think you do.
This is an outro.
Yeah.
I like
an outro.
So if
we might need to record an intro.
Possibly. So if you want to follow Adam, it's at @Bastion_Bruin on all social media. It's Facebook, Instagram, X. If you look at the boys down here at Judge Tormier, you're at DecaneWTB on all social media. Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube, Threads, everything. You follow us, you search us, DecaneWTB, you're going to find us. So, you know. A little bonus episode. I think we threw together with a couple things, and
we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll see you next week, man. All right.
Cheers.
Bye.